SGBV, the Kiambu Directorate of Gender and Social Service has developed a revised data collection and reporting tool on sexual gender-based violence, SGBV, for the financial year 2024-25. In a meeting yesterday, the directorate in partnership with the National Council for Population and Development, World Vision Tumikia Mtoto and Liverpool VCT, met with the technical working group to outline the activities and strategies for addressing SGBV in Kiambu County. The revised tool aims to enhance the accuracy and efficiency of SGBV data collection, ensuring that cases are meticulously tracked and reported. This development is said to be part of a broader strategy to address SGBV comprehensively across Kiambu. Previous commemoration of 16 days of activism against SGBV in Kiambu County. Deputy County Commissioner Githurai, Nelson Marungu thanked and recognized the institutions in place both in the national and county government for the input they make in assisting them in fighting SGBV. The issue of SGBV cuts across especially in Kiambu, but the difference is only the area we are in and as part of national government. I appreciate the institutions in place, that is the NGOs, religious leaders and county government, in assisting us in fighting SGBV cases in Kiambu. Marungu said, speaking on behalf of the CECM, the Kiambu D. Director of Gender and Social Services, David Warworth, said that the county shall continue to work with the relevant authorities to eradicate the vice and assist in sensitizing the community on how to report SGBV cases. As a county, I promise that we shall carry on working together so as to ensure we eradicate this vice, and we shall assist in sensitizing the community on reporting SGBV cases. Warworth stated that the Directorate of Gender and Social Service is poised to make substantial progress in creating a safer environment for all residents. The primary objectives discussed included increasing awareness and education on SGBV, enhancing support services for survivors, strengthening coordination among stakeholders, improving data collection and reporting, and advocating for policy and legislative reforms. Olympia Karimi, Director for State Department for Gender and Affirmative Action Kiambu County, said the fight against sexual and gender-based violence is a continuous process that requires bringing together all members of the society through such initiatives and actively speaking up and taking action. DCC Nelson Marungu speaking at a SGBV meeting at the Luke Hotel. The tool will, once done, assist in collecting GBV data with the information designed to ensure that GBV actors are collecting a common set of data points. In Kiambu, 41.7% of individuals have expressed experiencing physical violence in the last year, with 16.6% being sexual gender-based violence, according to the Kenya Demographic and Health Survey 2022, Karimi stated. Kiambu County is also among three counties in the country that are benefiting from a three-year gender-based violence program dubbed Elevate Voice Yake, launched end of last year. The program is geared towards amplifying the voices and aspirations of adolescent girls and young women, AGYW, to better exercise their right through integrated action by communities, government, private sector, and civil society, and is being funded by USAID and runs from 2023 to 2026. In Kenya, KNBS statistics show that about 34% of women have experienced physical violence since age 15, and 13% of women have experienced sexual violence at some point in their lives.